Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Thanks to our great friends at Time Out Bookstore in Mount Eden. Kia ora and good morning, Jenna.
Morena, Johnny, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Now, what have you got for us this morning?
This morning, I've got Tina Makariti's collection of essays, This Compulsion in Us. Tina Makariti is Te Atiawa, Ngāti Tuwharitoa, Ngāti Rangatahi Matakore and Pākehā. She's the author of three acclaimed novels, Where the Rekohu Bone Sings, The Imaginary Lives of James Pornicki, and most recently, The Myers. This was shortlisted for the New Zealand Book Awards, which, of course, the ceremony was last week, and we really luckily got to see her read from the book. But now we have her first collection of non-fiction essays, which is an incredible 15 years of work, This Compulsion in Us, which came out just a few weeks ago, actually. And she teaches at the Masters of Arts in Creative Writing at the Institute of Modern Letters, which is in Wellington, so she really knows what she's doing in the line of craft and writing. So in this collection of essays, we've got three sections that are grouped together. We have two, Te Whare Tūpuna, By Your Place in the World, Te Whare Tūhinga, Stories Can Save Your Life, and He Whare Taonga, Make Way for Them. And throughout these, we hear a bit about Makariti's upbringing. She grew up in precarity, away from her Māori mother and whānau until she was 16. And these essays are infused with the kind of the ghost of that is in the back of all of these stories, and they're infused with investigation and looking for connection with parihaka, pūrākau, manawahine Māori, whare taonga museums, Māori literature, duality. So, and writing has also taken Makariti around the world. So she's often travelling around while she's writing, observing the outer world. So I feel there's always this reach towards home. And it's, as it says on the back of the book, which I really love, and I can really feel that as writing her way towards her father, which is a constant theme throughout the book. She says, my body is filled with historical tension, and this is evident in revealing past trauma, disconnection, and how that feeds into her body. So while most of this writing has been published elsewhere, winning awards and, you know, essay awards, and there's this wonderful thread of newer memoir writing bringing all of these essays together. So I think these are my favourite parts, firstly because I'm super nosy and it's such a privilege to have a writer open their memory bank for you. Secondly, because it's reflective, and having a collection that spans 15 years makes for such an expansive depth that's really satisfying me, and I hope satisfying for Tina as well. So, if you've read Makariti's fiction, you can see parallel connections of research. So that's like a really great underlying and extra sweetness for big fans of her work. And these are words of whakapapa, of pain, of independence, of academic insight. And what stood out to me was this drive for Makariti always to write, and a compulsion. So that leads to the wonderful, wonderful title.
Excellent. It sounds fascinating. She seems like she has a lot on as well. She's also curated exhibitions on social and cultural history at Wellington Museum.
Yes, that's the connections are always back to the museums, I think, throughout this, and which connects to her book, James Pornicki, which is just really delightful. It's such a beautiful body of work and kind of brings it all together. And she has these beautiful words that describes this book. Sometimes in memoirs, writers are able to say, these are the people and all the things that made me. I want to say something like, these are the people and things that unmade me, but even from chaos you can construct a life. Isn't that beautiful?
It's amazing, amazing. Now, for fans of what sort of books would enjoy this one?
Oh, I think especially if you're fans of New Zealand literature, Māori literature, if you're creative non-fiction, if you like delving into like family stuff, New Zealand context, colonization, I think you are really going to enjoy this book.
Excellent. So is it on the shelf now?
It's on the shelf now, published by Te Heringa Waka Press, and come and grab it. We'd love to see you.
Excellent. Hey, Jenna from Time Out. We've been talking about Tina Makariti's This Compulsion in Us. All right, mate.
Thank you so much.
Have a magical day, Jenna.
You too. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.